message.
Let me ask you a question. May I? Are you managing your life, or is your life managing you? Now, it's an important distinction, but one that often gets lost in this day-to-day shuffle. Too often, we live in what I like to call response mode. We're always reacting to the things that come at us instead of being in what I call creator mode, where we are consciously mapping the course of our lives. Think about it. How many of your decisions are based on simply responding to what's happening around you? The emails, the texts, the problems at work, the unexpected detours in your personal life. It's like we're on this constant treadmill, and we are just trying to keep up. We're reacting to the world instead of creating in it. But here's the thing about that. We always have a choice, and that choice is where our power lies. We may not be able to control everything, of course, but we can control how we respond to it, how we show up, and more importantly, how we choose to create our experience. Living in response mode makes it feel like life is just happening to us, right? We go with the flow, whether that flow is actually leading us where we want to go or not. It's like drifting on a river without a paddle. Yes, we're moving, but are we headed toward the destination we really want? But more often than not, we're just going wherever the current takes us. But creator mode, that's something different. It's intentional. It's about making conscious choices, about having a vision. We spoke about that in an earlier episode last week, how we spend our time, who we surround ourselves with and what we are working toward. It's deciding what we want our lives to look like and then actively steering in that direction. Here's the key. It all starts with recognizing the power of choice. At any moment, we can decide to step off the treadmill of reaction and step into the role of creator. It doesn't have to be big. It doesn't have to be dramatic. It can start with a simple question. What do I really want in this situation? Or even, what choice am I making right now, and is it the one I want to be making? And remember, not making a choice is also a choice. When we ask ourselves these questions, we take back the reins. We stop being a passenger in our own life and we start driving the car. And that is the shift. When we realize that we are not here just to respond to what's happening, but to actively shape what is happening. It's about intention. When we live in creator mode, every choice we make is aligned with the life that we actually want. It's not about avoiding challenges or pretending that everything is perfect. It's about understanding that no matter what is happening around us, we get to choose how we respond and what we're going to do next. So let me ask you again, are you managing your life, or is your life managing you? The power of choice is always in our hands. We can choose to stay in response mode, just letting life dictate our direction, or we can choose to step into creator mode, where we consciously design the life that we want to live. And the choice, my friends, is yours. And that choice, the choice that you make today, that could change everything. And one of the choices that you can make today is to go over to Apple Podcasts and to quickly give me a rating and a review. Listen, my friends, I've done hundreds of episodes. I only have 8 reviews, so it would be so helpful. So I hope you will consider it. Take a moment. Also share this podcast with others who you think might also enjoy it. Thank you for taking the time to listen. I do appreciate it.